a tune called Silly Love Songs. Ah, 10 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Friday. And as promised, we'll chat local politics with the Residents and Ratepayers Association Chair, Dion Filion. Welcome back to the studio. It's always a pleasure to welcome you to
Thank you, FM.
Good to have interesting insight into things that really matter as far as the ratepayers and residents of this part of the world are concerned. And there have been some very, very interesting developments of late. At one stage, it looked like there was going to be a potential coalition of, shall we say, opposition politicians that were uniting in common cause to possibly take control of the local municipality, which some say would be a terrible thing because, I mean, the local municipality is getting a wonderful audit, green light, and they're doing such a fantastic job. But if you scratch just below the surface, as indeed you and your organization have been doing, there are serious questions around wasteful and fruitless expenditure, particularly on matters relating to security, which on contracts that are irregular, and various other issues. There's literally, I think, I'm right in saying that probably hundreds of millions of rand are spent in a wasteful and fruitless manner. And that money, if it was reticulated into the areas of concern and need in not just the Ballito area, but the surrounding constituency of Guadaguza, could make a hell of a difference, meaningful difference. So these things were at one stage looking good, and then it all fell apart. You were at that fateful meeting where the parties were going to call a vote of no confidence in certain key members of the local municipal lineup. And then, like school children in the playground, it fell apart. Everyone blaming each other. It was them. It was them. It was. And what was going on? You were there.
Yes, I was. We had to do a cake veer to see who's responsible and who should get a red card. After the new council started in the beginning of the year, I had a lot of hope attending those council meetings because I saw our new councillors finding their voice, getting going, challenging, asking questions, and really pushing for decisions. And I also saw a leading party taking a bit of a back seat and being a little bit surprised, from all of this. And I was very confident that we're on the right track. The pressure is being applied, people are speaking their mind, and so on. And then came this motion of no confidence. And that meeting was the second meeting where this motion of no confidence was supposed to had. The previous one was withdrawn, and then this specific meeting. And I believe there's another motion of no confidence coming up as well. And
I think that's one that's going to be stillborn because the parties concerned have yet to find each other.
Yes, and you know, I'm all for coalitions. I mean, that's going to be the way for South Africa going forward. But then do it properly. Get it organized, get it agreed, get it signed off, and do it at the right time. I mean, at the moment, we're sitting with a situation that at the very best, you're going to have a coalition with one vote more than the other party. And all you need is one of those parties to change their minds or vote differently, and you're back at square one. Mm. Or you're going to have a minority coalition. Now, there are only two municipalities in this country which has got minority coalitions, and that's Thabazimbi and Modimolle. And we can go and have a look. They are absolutely straining and struggling. So stop playing the political games and the grandstanding. Carry on with the good work that we were getting traction with, sitting on the portfolio committees, asking the right questions, and going after the business of councillors. It's not... Once you're elected, you're no longer a politician. You are now a councillor, and you have a responsibility to the community, the Guadaguza government, a community with the government, and you have a job to do. And
let's unpack that for a bit, because I don't think that many people fully understand the role of the ward councillor. As I understand it, it's not a full-time job.
No, it's not.
It carries quite a good salary, though.
Not really.
Well,
there's some bucks, yes.
Yeah, looking at the
50,000, sort of, I think it is.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the sort of mean average of the workforce in Guadalajara, it's not a bad tip for work done.
Sure.
You raise a good point, though. Maybe it's not sufficient to attract the caliber of what we need to actually see the job through. Because, and I say this with respect, I look at the caliber of the lineup on the current DOCRA board, and all of you are extremely competent, and mostly because you have been in leadership in business, trade, and industry, and are now here in your leisure time, possibly retired, still extraordinarily effective, and able to unpack the mysteries of local government relatively easily, which is a big concern to the local municipality, because for the first time in a long time, they've got a ratepayers association that actually is saying, hang on a second, let's take a look deeper into this thing, and you're getting to the bottom of it. I don't see the same kind of caliber in any of our ward council as well, with one or two exceptions there might be. But generally speaking, is this not a problem? Because we place so much importance on this role. These are our elected representatives that are going to act for us. And when it comes to a major situation like trying to put personal prejudices aside, put political prejudices aside, and find a working solution to running affairs of KDM together as a coalition, yet that has not been able to happen because, on a point of principle, we won't speak to them and they won't speak to us, and therefore, and this was when I had a conversation on this very radio station with the chair of the KZN branch of the DA, Dean McPherson, was in here, and prior to that we'd had a conversation with him and Michael Beaumont from the Action SA team, where they had literally, you know, kind of agreed not. And I came under criticism for interrupting Dean. And I was trying to do was get an answer to a question. Why are you even looking at a coalition if you will not talk to the EFF? There's no point. You cannot come to. They don't have to form a coalition with you. All they have to do is vote on the principle of change, if you like. And to get to that point of view, you're not allowing anyone to talk to anyone, and therefore it's never going to work. So, you know, if we can't overcome that kind of situation, we're never going to get anywhere.
You know, Dave, that's true, but there are 40 coalition governments in this country that's working, or mostly working. It's taken a while for everybody to gain the experience. I mean, the whole of Germany has been run on coalition governments for a long time, and that's working very efficiently. So coalitions can work, but then you have to structure it at the right time, and you have to have a proper agreement to support it. So I don't want to change, maybe the salaries aren't right or this or that, but to me it was working. It was starting to work in the beginning of this year, where councillors were finding their feet, they were going through their documents, they're sitting at the portfolio committees, they're asking difficult and smart questions, and things are starting to happen, like it should happen in a council, because you are now a councillor. And then suddenly the party political thing comes to the fore. Now, choose your timing. In 2024, maybe the whole election, why not go and utilize your political energy to go and get support for the next election, which is coming around, and then we can have a stronger possibility of forming a coalition. Politics should be at that level. Once you're at the council, today the business of the council does not get the full attention of our councillors. And that, to me, is worrying. Because decisions, at the last abandoned council meeting, there were 15 items that had to come before to get decisions made. Because it was abandoned, no decisions been made. And then the council meeting was supposed to be yesterday. That's now postponed until next week. So these decisions of the business of the day is not getting its attention. And I don't believe that the community in Guadalajara is getting its fair shake and what they want out of our councillors. I'm not saying all of them, but on a broad basis. So to me, it's get the timing right. Get the agreement right, develop some maturity, but don't try and force something when it's not ripe yet.
Coming back to the premise that I made initially, if we, as voting public, see that we're not getting the kind of action, positive action, from our ward councillors that we have elected them to achieve, obviously the mechanism is come back again in 4 years' time and vote again for someone else. But is there no interim measure where you have a possibility of seconding effective members of the public from possibly the Residents and Ratepayers Association board to council as well? Is there no mechanism for that?
No, there isn't. And rightfully so. It's got to be an elected position, you know, and a voluntary association such as ours, we elected by our members to provide a service for them, but certainly not on a broader kind of basis. And I don't think we've got the skills. You know, we think that the councillors only, you know, look after their ward committee and after their role in municipal government. But it's a lot broader than that. All of them serve on portfolio committees. All of them have got other official jobs or other duties that they fill within the council. So it is certainly a lot more full-time than what a residents and ratepayers. But what we can do is we hold hands and we work together. Now, the residents and ratepayers associations are sitting on the ward committees. So I meet with my councillor once a month, and we have lots of other interaction in between, and we're busy with our initiatives, and we share information, and so on. So that's working effectively. Is that working in all the other wards in Kwadakuza? No, definitely not. But let us rather use the energy in the ward committees and put the party political playmaking and coalition on a side, and let's get down to the business of the day of challenging decisions, of pushing through decisions that are going to benefit the community, and keeping our municipality administrators accountable. But if we're fighting amongst one another, we don't have enough bandwidth for that.
So where to from here? I look at the current situation and I despair, because it doesn't appear that there's a solution.
Dave, don't despair. There's a lot of stuff that is happening. Firstly, DOCRA is delighted that we've now got a forum with the municipality, which is not a structured or a legislated forum, where we engage with the executive directors and we've got an open line of communication. We had our first meeting on the 17th of August. We determined the agenda. I was pleasantly surprised at how prepared they were. All the executive directors, not all, 80% of the executive directors were there. The municipal manager was there, the mayor was there, the speaker was there. And we could unpack issues that we are concerned about. Now, there are some of those issues that that are confidential, that are still playing itself out. But I can assure you that there is now a better communication happening with the residents and ratepayers and our members than we've had in many years, if ever.
Well, that's very good news. That's really good news, because ultimately, I say it again, a powerful lobby from a structured statutory organization, because the Ratepayers Association is a statutory, it's recognized by government, it has a role to play.
Yes,
when it's functioning well, as from what you say, I believe it is, that then gives me more hope than I had at the start of this conversation.
No, absolutely. And if we can just get this, the internal fighting and the opposition part, if we can push that aside, and yes, the time will come when the political parties are in a better position, maybe more mature, maybe a bit down the line, and so on. But to form a minority coalition in Kwadakuza at this time, and hope that is going to work, or to have a coalition which could be changed by the whim of one councillor that's deciding, I want to vote this away or that away or whatever. It's not the right time. Get down to where we were two council meetings ago, where the business was happening and everybody was getting involved and influencing and asking questions that had never been asked before. and decisions that people were struggling to make, because suddenly they were now challenged. And we must always remember that the ANC on the other side, the main party, they're not all the same. There's some new people there. There's some people there that are thinking the current structure is not right either, and they're starting to speak up. But the minute you start now with a politicking thing, they close ranks.
Exactly. That's what happens across the board. Politics is a dirty word.
Yes. Everybody's closing ranks and pointing fingers at one another. So I really hope that this motion of no confidence, in order to form a coalition by opposition parties, will disappear, and we can get back to the business of the day so that decisions at council can happen as they should, and that we can keep our officials and administrators to account. But that, at the moment, with the hiatus that we're sitting in, is not good for anybody.
Well, more strength to the Residents and Ratepayers Association, because obviously you've got the interests of the community at heart. And again, I stress the fact that you and your team serve merely to serve, because there's no remuneration there and very little glory involved, except for knowing that you're doing a good job or trying your utmost to do a good job. And of course, you welcome input from the community as well, which is very important. If you have a role to play, if you're listening to this and would like to be part of, or certainly get in touch with Dion and the team to air your particular views, you might have skills, you might have a desire to be part of the solution rather than the problem, I'm sure that would be welcome.
Fantastic. Yes, it will be. Can I talk briefly about Hazelmere Dam?
Yeah, sure.
Because one of the good news stories of the area that we live in is water. And if we look at what's happening just at neighboring next door to us, at Tongaat, we're looking at Etiquette and so on. I just want to emphasize how fortunate and blessed we are where we live here in Kwadakuza and in Belita, Greater Belita area, around water. And we talk about Caesar Water a lot, and they're the providers, and they're doing a pretty good job. But the Hazelmere Dam feeds about 90% of our water supply. And it's taken too long. It's been about 8 years that they decided to increase the dam wall by 7 meters, which will increase the capacity of that dam twofold. So that project's coming to an end and being finalized. And we did a site visit. DOCRA was invited to a site visit last week where we met national government, Umgeni Water, and so on. And Dave, the engineering and the construction that has gone into that dam has already won a number of international awards. Will be winning some more. The at least 3 engineering records have been sent on, has been set on the construction of that dam wall. And when that dam wall is full, and when that dam is full by the end of this year, when the rain starts, it'll be full. Then we should have about 4 years of water supply in this destination, which is good quality, secure, and sustainable. So, yes, we talk about electricity, and we're having lots of issues with that, and hopefully that's going to resolve itself with our pressure and with everybody else's pressure over the next couple of years. But water, to me, is a bigger problem, and that's one area where we can now be secure in the knowledge that our water supply is secure, and our quality of our water and our distribution of our water is organized.
Well, that is good news, because the area is growing. It's growing at a rapid rate, and of course water security, electricity security, all of these issues are major concern. I'm glad to hear that you are satisfied as the chair of the Ratepayers Association that Hazelmere is a go, because for many years, as you indicated, it was a disaster. So well done to all concerned there, and now let's turn our attention to the business of building a united front so that we can enjoy the benefits of having a really good, well-structured, well-organized management team, if you like, collectively running the affairs of Guadalupe's municipality.
Focus on the job of the day.
Exactly that. And I think, listening to what you're saying, it's not a pipe dream any longer. But thanks so much for popping in and sharing that. Look forward to the next conversation.
And
my very special
support.
Guest, Dion Viljoen, chairperson of the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association. As I said, if you want to get involved, please do so. DOCRA, D-O-C-R-R-A. Just look them up online. There's a great website. And your contribution is essential.